and me and BPD. Episode 20. Feeling lonely. So I recently moved about, I want to say, nearly 3 weeks now, to a smaller city, town, whatever you want to call it. And my son started school again, so he's back in the class. And my husband works from home, but he's very busy. And now that I'm done school myself, I have had a lot of time to kind of be by myself. And I've recognized that this feeling of loneliness and emptiness has not gone away. And I figured, since like the number one thing I get messages about are people saying like how this podcast has helped them to feel less lonely, this podcast has helped them to feel seen, this podcast has helped them to understand themselves more, I figured I may as well talk about feeling lonely and this kind of chronic loneliness, which in my case at least leads to a feeling of emptiness. You know, I spend a lot of time by myself, and I don't work. Full transparency, I don't work. My husband is the main income person of our household, and because of that, it means that I spend a lot of my days entertaining myself, finding things that I can do, trying to make myself feel like I'm doing something. And it's strange because it's like I'm not alone. I mean, my husband's in the next room, like I'm not alone. I have the cats, I have video games, I have YouTube, I have TikTok. There are so many ways to feel connected with people. And yet, even if I'm in a crowded room filled with people, this feeling of loneliness still exists. And it's different than feeling lonely, like you've been away from people for a while and you haven't really seen people and, you know, you feel kind of lonely, or you haven't seen your friends in a while, so you feel kind of lonely. It's not that. And I think it's important to make a distinction between this chronic lonely feeling compared to just like situational lonely feelings. Because everybody feels lonely sometimes. You know, maybe you just recently got broken up with, or maybe you recently moved out by yourself for the first time and you feel lonely. And that's, you know, that's a perfectly human, natural thing to feel. But there is this deep sense of loneliness that has been with me for so long, for so much of my life. It's like being lonely was one of the first feelings I remember feeling. And when you look up BPD and you start to explore what borderline personality disorder is, there is this sense that so many of us feel unbelievably lonely. We feel this loneliness inside of us our friends aren't even our real friends, or our family doesn't actually care about us. And for me, loneliness starts with a feeling. It's kind of like in the back of my head, I say, I feel lonely. And I do this thing, I've called it spiraling for a very long time. And I do this thing where one feeling will lead to the next. And it's almost like, you know, Alice in Wonderland, it's almost like falling down the rabbit hole. I actually got an Alice in Wonderland tattoo specifically because of this feeling, because it was something that I recognized that I experienced so much, and I've done so much work to kind of stop myself from spiraling, but it still happens. And it's kind of this sense that one thought comes into your head, or one emotion shows up, like the feeling of loneliness. And then from there, if you don't know how to properly follow your thoughts, it can feel overwhelming, and like one thing is leading to the other. And for me, I call it spiraling, and it's where like you feel lonely, and then that lonely feeling becomes, well, maybe my friends don't like me, maybe my family doesn't like me, maybe I'm a bad person, maybe I'm a horrible person, maybe no one wants to be my friend, or no one wants to interact with me, or no one cares about me because I'm this horrible person. And it's like you're falling down this endless pit of despair to the point that you just get like numb and cold, and suddenly, most of the time for me, it leads to panic attacks. But it always starts with the sense of I'm lonely. And I think for myself, it stems from my childhood. And a lot of BPD, there's a lot of research around why BPD develops and how it develops in the brain. And is it genetics? Is it hereditary? Is it based on trauma? And I think that it's a little bit of everything. So I, as I mentioned, feeling lonely is one of the first feelings I remember feeling as a child. And it could be because I was a single child, could be because I was being raised by a single mom, could be because I'm mixed race. Like, there's so many intersectional identities that exist within who I am. But the feeling of being lonely was definitely one of the first feelings I remember identifying. And as I got older, to escape this feeling of loneliness, I started getting into relationships at like 14, and I started trying so hard to make friends and surround myself with friends, because I thought, well, if I have more friends, I won't feel lonely. If I'm kind of like, you know, those people on the TV who have a partner and who have a bunch of friends and who are always busy, I won't feel lonely. And I was very busy, and I was in high school, and I was, you know, in so many different programs, like after school programs, and I worked, and I tried everything I could to fill up all of my time, to be super busy, so that this lonely feeling wouldn't be there anymore. And it is. And now I'm 29, and I still have to say that I feel lonely most days. And I even feel lonely when my son is home and my husband's out and we're all hanging out, and suddenly this lonely feeling will just manifest in my mind. And it's hard. It's hard to live with this sense of loneliness deep inside of you, because you don't really know what you can do about it. Like, yeah, I can fill my time and I can make myself feel better, and maybe I do art, or maybe I listen to album I really like, or I go out in nature and I no longer feel lonely anymore. Because how can you feel lonely when there's trees and plants and bugs and birds? And but it's still there. And I think a lot of us feel that. I mean, loneliness is one of the most human things I think that we can feel. And it starts at a very young age for some people. For me, I remember feeling lonely in like 5 and 6 and 7, and feeling lonely in class, and feeling lonely because I thought no one liked me. And even now, with the pandemic, like, one of the great things about the pandemic for me was suddenly I wasn't alone in my lonely feeling, because everybody was feeling lonely. And I could be like, oh, well, everybody's feeling lonely. And when I started looking around me and I started realizing, oh yeah, like suddenly there's something that connects me to people. There's something that makes me feel the same as everybody else, because everybody else is feeling lonely right now. Everybody else is feeling depressed. Everybody else is feeling stressed out. Like, suddenly we're all on equal ground. But it's a chronic lonely feeling. And for me, when I spiral, loneliness typically ends up feeling, it turns into emptiness. It turns into the sense that there is something wrong with me, that I'm wrong in some way. And if you feel this too, if you are somebody who feels this sense of loneliness, even when you're in like a crowded room, it's really hard to explain that to people. It's really hard to understand what that feels like if you don't feel it, because so many people feel lonely and then they have things that they entertain themselves with. But suddenly you're just distracting yourself from this lonely feeling. And for me, I don't like distracting myself from anything. I want to feel. I want to be able to unpack my feelings. But sometimes it's freaking overwhelming. And first off, if you feel this way, I hope you know that you're not alone in feeling lonely. Like, you're not alone in this. This is like the number one message that I get from people is, you help me to feel like I'm not alone anymore. And I think if we started talking about how we felt, if we started being open about what we experience, whether you have borderline personality or not, one, that would automatically take away this kind of like belief that we need to do things all by ourselves, because we honestly don't. And unfortunately, a lot of us have been raised in households or in societies where if you have an issue, you have to fix it. And it's not that easy. It's not easy if you don't have help from other people. I'm so thankful for my husband and for my friends. Like, I was talking to my best friend and I was talking about how I felt lonely since I moved. And she was like, yeah, I'm feeling lonely too. And she's in a completely different perspective than I am, like completely different place. And yet me saying I'm feeling lonely allowed her to say I'm feeling lonely too. And suddenly there's this connection. There's this sense that I'm not alone in this loneliness. So if you don't have anybody else to talk to, like, feel free to message me. I answer all of my messages. I can't talk to you forever, but I answer every message I get because it helps me to feel like I'm not alone. And I hope that it helps you to feel like you're not alone either. And just be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your feelings and be in touch with those feelings. And don't try to run for it. For other people who maybe don't have this kind of sense of emptiness and loneliness, maybe running from these feelings is better for them. It helps them in some way. It kind of allows them to feel more at peace in the world. But for myself, I find that when I run from feelings, they grow. And it becomes a snowball effect. It's like, when I am feeling anxious and I'm not acknowledging that in my body, or I'm feeling lonely and I'm not acknowledging that in my mind, then I will say, no, I'm not dealing with that right now. I'm going to push it down. And then it comes bubbling back up and it's like a overwhelming loneliness. It's an overwhelming sense of just like, this feeling will not run away from me. I cannot turn away from this feeling that is staring me in the face. So it's scary and it's hard, and I know this, but acknowledging how you feel and learning how to feel feelings without them being overwhelming is possibly one of the best things that you can learn when it comes to understanding emotions and where they come from. I'm a huge advocate for being honest with yourself in whatever means that is, whether that means you journal, and some people find journaling to be extremely healthy and extremely helpful, or having a friend or a therapist to talk to say, this is how I'm feeling today, or just being honest with yourself, acknowledging these feelings instead of simply running from them, because nobody wants to run from their feelings forever. And the longer you run from it, the longer it's going to take you to sit down and try to figure out why. For me, I understand it's a chronic empty feeling. I understand that it's a chronic loneliness that I felt. And emptiness is different than loneliness. The lonely feeling is what starts this kind of empty feeling that I have. But the empty feeling is more so feeling like I just have nothing. I feel nothing. And it's better for me to feel nothing. And I believe that's possibly one of the biggest lies that our brain tells us, is that it's better to feel nothing. Because one of the things of BPD is we get to feel every emotion. And that means that some emotions are going to be overwhelming, but some emotions are going to be beautiful. The amount of love that you have to give somebody is going to be more than probably that person's ever received before. The amount of affection and admiration and the friendship that you can offer people is going to be one of the best kind of feelings. But that also means that the kind of more negative feelings, if you want to call them that, are also intense. And I think once you can recognize that, then when you're starting to feel this loneliness, when you're starting to feel this kind of like numbness to the world, then you can see that and you can say, hey, I don't need to feel this much. Sometimes it's okay to feel feelings in small amounts, or to recognize the feeling and then just let it go. I'm a Buddhist, so my practice is constantly acknowledging feelings, acknowledging thoughts, acknowledging my actions, and then recognizing that I can't do something right now, but maybe I can do something later to deal with it. Or maybe it's not an important feeling to have right now. But this loneliness, it's hard. It's a hard thing to feel lonely. And it's a hard thing to continue to be here when you feel lonely. But most of all, it's a hard thing to talk about the loneliness when you don't know if other people will understand. And that's one of the kind of like, as I said, it's one of the worst lies that we tell ourselves, that no one can understand this feeling, because everybody understands it. Even my 8-year-old understands the feeling of loneliness. And I think that for others outside, when we say we're feeling lonely, there's a kind of wanting to fix our problems. There's like a wanting to fix how we're feeling without acknowledging those feelings. And that's really hard. Because I'll talk about being lonely to some people and they'll say, but you do this and you do this and, you know, you spend so much time doing this. And it's just like, I know that. But let me feel my feelings. Let me feel lonely. Like, give me the space to unpack this. Or just tell me about your own loneliness. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just be honest with others. If someone comes to you and says, I'm struggling with this, one of the most empathetic things you can do is just be like, yeah, dude, I get that. I am struggling with that as well. And I think we often forget that we are humans, and so many of us are feeling so many of the same feelings. And if you're feeling lonely, dude, I'm right there with you. And whether that means because you've moved, because maybe you're in university, maybe this is the first time that you're away from your family, maybe you started a new job and you're spending all your day going to work and then coming home, and maybe you have a partner, or maybe you don't have a partner. It doesn't matter. You still feel lonely, because ultimately we've been raised to believe that we are individuals, that we have to deal with our emotions ourselves, and that's not true. When you're open, when you're willing to be vulnerable, when you're willing to say to someone, this is how I'm feeling and it is very hard for me, then more people are willing to be empathetic and are willing to listen. That's what I found, at least. That's what I found from doing, this is the 20th episode of this podcast. And I started it because I wanted to feel less alone in my feelings. I wanted to have people that I could talk to that would feel what my experience was and that would want to be connected and would want to be my friend or whatever. And you know, it's been a year and a bit, and this lonely feeling is not gone. If anything, it's more amplified by the fact that I moved. Like, and that's where I talk about situational things. There's a difference between situational loneliness or situational kind of feelings, because maybe something happened to you, or maybe, you know, you were put in a really traumatic situation. Like, these are feelings that come up because of other things, but sometimes they come up just because of your head. Like, just in my head randomly will say, you're lonely. And if I don't listen to that, if I don't stop what I'm doing, and this is one of the reasons why I don't work, because part of my emotional state is constantly changing. So I need to be able to have time to stop and say, okay, what am I feeling right now? How am I going to deal with this feeling? How am I going to work through this feeling? What am I going to do with this feeling? Am I going to let it overwhelm me? Am I going to let it come out in a little bit? Am I going to, you know, give myself an extra hug right now? Am I going to give myself something that would make me happy? What makes me happy? How can I know what makes me happy? These are all individual questions that I think, unfortunately, we're not given the time to really think about in this world. And especially when you have a mental illness and you're living in this kind of constant state of flux, you might not have ever been given the time to say, well, what makes me happy? When do I feel lonely? Is there something that triggers me? Because triggers are real. And they're not just like trigger warnings that you have to put out there. Like, triggers are your own individual things that you really need time and patience to understand. And my loneliness is almost always started, or like the sense of loneliness is almost always started, when I think about others, or when I compare myself to others, or when I see, you know, I see a photo on Instagram or I see a video on TikTok of people with their friends, and then it makes me remember that, like, I'm alone right now. Like, I don't have a lot of friends. Like, I spend a lot of my time by myself, and that will make me sad, and then that will make me feel lonely, and then that loneliness will turn into, well, why don't I have more friends? What's wrong with me? And then it just kind of spirals. So I hope you know that you're not alone. And as I mentioned, one of the ways that I feel less lonely is when I go to nature. But I think it's really important to have a space where you don't feel lonely, and to make that space somewhere that you can, like, it's easily accessible, whether that means that, you know, it's a video game that you play, or it's your bedroom, or it's going to a movie. I think it's important for us to all have spaces where, when we are feeling these feelings, we can be free to kind of let them go for a moment, to acknowledge them, and then say, okay, I'm gonna try to do something about it. And I think one of the best ways you can do that is just by being honest and starting to realize that you are not alone in any of your struggles. And unfortunately, the world pushes us so hard and doesn't give us a lot of time to to be vulnerable with people, and that's one of the ways that we heal ourselves. That's one of the ways that we heal our communities, that we heal our families, that we heal our traumas, is by being honest, by being vulnerable, by saying, I am a lonely person and I feel this loneliness almost every day. And you'll be surprised at how many other people feel this way. It might not be because of the same reasons, it might not be to the same extent, but there's a sense that you're not really alone in these feelings of loneliness. And there's so many others out there who are just waiting for you to say something. Whether it would be your best friend, or even your parent, or even your partner. And I think it's super important that we begin to unpack where our loneliness comes from, what triggers it, and where our safe spaces are. We don't always get to have a safe space that is accessible to us at every point in time. I mean, I lived in a huge apartment building. I couldn't just go outside whenever I wanted. And now I live in a house and I can. And that, to me, is one of the most beautiful things. But we can make sure that we are creating spaces and we are being open with the people in our lives who we trust and who we know are not going to try to fix things for us. Because honestly, I hate when people try to fix things for me, because I'm strong enough, I'm capable enough of dealing with myself. And I don't need somebody to fix me. All I need is for somebody to listen. And I hope that if you feel this way, if you feel this lonely feeling, that you will have at least one other person that is willing to listen to you. And if no one else is, message me. Reach out on my Instagram. I will always message you back. I will always send you positive vibes. I will always let you know that you are not alone. And I think that that is perhaps the best way to recognize that this lonely feeling is hard. And for some people, they give into it and they end their lives because of it. And that's the saddest part of all, to know that somebody could feel so lonely that they think that it's better for them to not be here. And if that's you, please get help. Please reach out to someone. Please go to the ER or go see a therapist, or please do something to save yourself, because the world is such an amazing place with you in it, and there are people who care about you. And loneliness is a strong feeling, it's a strong emotion, but it does not have to be the end. And there are so many others who are feeling exactly like you, who are feeling some sort of variation of how you feel. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry if this was kind of a heavy episode or whatever, but I just had to talk about it because it's what I feel. As always, as I mentioned multiple times, reach out on my Instagram if you want to share anything. I look forward to the next episode, and I thank you so much for listening to me, because this is really... that's why I started this podcast. This is why I wanted to start talking, because I was like, I'm feeling all of these feelings and I don't know what to do about them. And so here we are, episode 20. See you guys later.